Okay, sometimes it seems as if digital technology is taking over the world. Take, for instance, book publishing. All we seem to ever hear about these days is online sales, the growth of e-books, and the latest version of a digital book reader. The fact is, only 20% of the book market is e-books. Publishing is still dominated by print. And a recent standoff in the book business proved good old-fashioned brick-and-mortar stores are still trying to wield influence in the industry. NPR's Lynn Neary joined us with that story. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What is this all about?
Well, you might call this a brick-and-mortar bookseller's revenge. But before I get into that, let me give you a little background. As I think you might know, there's no love lost between traditional publishers or booksellers and the behemoth online retailer, Amazon. Basically, the traditional book world thinks Amazon wants to put them out of business. For example, when the Justice Department brought suit against the big five publishing companies and Apple for price fixing, a lot of people in publishing were really apoplectic because they firmly believed that if any antitrust lawsuit should be brought against anyone, it's Amazon. So basically, a lot of people within the industry and observing it look for any weakness they can find when it comes to Amazon. And recently, people have been seeing an Achilles heel in Amazon's decision to not just sell books, but publish them as well.
And I take it that's where the revenge part comes in.
That is where the revenge part comes in. A lot of booksellers said, enough is enough. Not only is Amazon trying to take over the retail side of the book business, now it's going to take over publishing. So a lot of independent stores said they would not carry Amazon's books. Maybe they'd special order them, but they wouldn't carry them. But even more important, Barnes & Noble, the country's biggest bookstore chain, said it would not carry Amazon's books, and so did some of the big box stores like Target and Costco. Neither Amazon nor the authors that they signed on had expected that kind of a backlash, and there were a couple of pretty prominent books that never really took off.
Which does not sound that great for Amazon's publishing business.
And that's a question that everyone was asking last week when it was first reported that the guy that Amazon brought in to launch its New York-based publishing business was leaving. He's Lawrence Kirschbaum, and he is a well-known literary agent. He was a literary agent before he went to Amazon, a big player in the New York-based publishing world. And Amazon hired him in 2011, and a lot of people figured, that he would be able to use his clout to attract some big-time authors to Amazon's trade publishing brand. So everybody's been watching really closely to see what happened. And, the first sign of trouble were those books I mentioned that failed to launch. But when Kirschbaum decided to leave Amazon, that was widely viewed as a sign that this publishing business that Amazon was into was in trouble, done in by the likes of Barnes & Noble and other brick-and-mortar stores.
What is Amazon saying about all this?
Well, they say reports of the demise of their publishing business are highly exaggerated. They say there are plans to expand the New York office with new imprints. I spoke with the vice president of Amazon Publishing, who says that Amazon's not relying on selling outside its own platform and that its business model is not dependent on big box stores like Costco and Target. But, Renee, the bottom line may be writers who want to see their books on the bookshelves of certain kinds of stores, for those kinds of writers, if it's not enough to be online or sell ebooks, they might want to be thinking about a publisher other than Amazon right now.
All of which means there's probably more chapters to come. Thanks a lot, Lynn.
Good to talk to you, Renee.
That's NPR's Lynn Neary.